According to which ruler you use, Louisville's recycling program is either flourishing or lagging a bit. Some rulers measure diversion rates, or simply what's kept out of landfills for another use. Some measure the amount of materials recycled. By the latter measure, Louisvillians fall short of the 25% goal we set for ourselves. We diverted only 22% of the millions of tons of waste we produced in 2006. And that amount has not improved much over the past several years. City Environmental Coordinator Cass Harris says that by another ruler, the states, we're exceeding our goal. That's because the state measure counts more items.
If you go by the state's calculation, yes, we exceed that by probably 10% or more. If you do a general diversion calculation that includes materials like yard waste and materials that businesses across the community are diverting, then our community-wide diversion rate has hovered around the 45% mark.
The way cities and states measure the success of their recycling programs varies wildly. The Environmental Protection Agency does offer guidelines for standardizing those measurements. It says more consistent measurement would make comparing programs fairer, and it would help program managers make more informed decisions about recycling services. One indicator of success might be participation rates. But Harris says the city only has anecdotal data about that.
Participation tends to be higher within the Urban Service District because it is provided through the Urban Service District fee that those residents pay.
Harris estimates it's about a 50% participation rate. Industrial Disposal Services holds the contract for picking up curbside recycling in the Urban Service District. They track the number of recycling containers set out on every route, but a spokesperson refused to divulge the information because he said it's considered proprietary. By comparison, the Nashville metro area can tell you exactly what percentage of households along every route participates in recycling programs. So what about financial success? Well, Harris says recycling saves the city nearly $400,000 in disposal fees for waste that would otherwise have been tossed in the landfill.
Our metro solid waste crews would be spending more time to pick up more material and making more runs to the landfill to dispose of those materials and paying the disposal fee.
Not to mention fuel and staff costs. Still, the city doesn't come close to breaking even, which isn't unusual for recycling programs. The recycling program itself costs nearly $3 million a year. But because the infrastructure is in place, the more Louisvillians recycle, the more cost-effective the program could be if we follow some guidelines. At a recycling sorting facility a few miles from downtown, manager Darren Hardy points out a huge mound of cardboard and paper waiting to be scooped up by one of the army of forklifts scurrying around.
This will go up across the sort line, and we'll have a staff of men and women that will actually sort through that manually as it's going across in front of them to clean it up and get the material separated like it's supposed to be.
Workers sort and bale around 5,000 tons of Louisvillians recycling every month. Hardy says it's tougher than ever because of the stream of materials coming in.
The stream coming in is actually what we would call dirtier than what it used to be in the years past, which causes the value of the material to actually be lower than what it could be.
That's because it takes more labor to empty out cans that haven't been rinsed, for example. And that's also a sign that more education may be needed. People who do recycle may not know what they can toss in the bin or how best to do it. Still, Louisville Metro's Solid Waste Division does offer printed materials and information on its website, and the city's community beautification agency, Brightside, does run some programs in local schools. For WFPL, I'm Kristen Espeland.